You're allowed a shecht min anigorin. Rashi says shecht in chayus min bibirin. You can take an animal out of its coop, out of its corral, lefish and it's tied in the yindim, because they're already called caught already. No, so we're talking about a small corral, like you said in our Mishnah, that's already called court from before Yom Tov. So if it's Mukhin, you're allowed to take it now and shecht it on Yom Tov. The Al Shem Shoysim Shom Nigre Mayim, the Charitza Lishta Sachaya Shom Korale Nigrorim. They make scratches in the ground to let the water flow through. That's what's called Nigrorim. So the kids, if you have this small corral that you have animals there from before Yom Tov, it's called court already. You're allowed to take the animals now out on Yom Tov and shecht them. Shecht them in Anigorim B'Yom Tov. Avoloi min harishosois, but not from the nets, or min hamachmoros, from the traps. Shrashi avoloi min harishosois, motza chai b'mitzadosai. If you found now, Yom Tov in the morning, a chaya, a deer, you found in your net. Safik nitzad ayom, you doubt for maybe the deer first got caught today. Safik nitzad miyestmum. You put up the net yesterday, erev Yom Tov, and you didn't go to check it out before Yom Tov. So it's a doubt for now, maybe the deer was caught yesterday, maybe today, or else min ha-mechmor is from the traps. So again, we have a Shimon ben Elazar v'aymer, bo'u motza mekukolin me'erev Yom Tov. Is v'yedua shem erev Yom Tov nitzaydu mutarin. If you checked out the traps on erev Yom Tov, and you saw something was missing, something was mekukol, so then even though you, like it's a long net, Mr. a mile long, so at the beginning of the net you saw something was cut there. So you have a right to nemo that mistoma the animal went in there and was trapped already from erev Yom Tov. So if you do it, you have a right to say shemer of Yom Tov nitzaydu umutarim. And now when you come on Yom Tov and you find the deer all the way the other side of the net, you have a right to say mistoma the deer got caught erev Yom Tov. Because when you checked out the opening of the net on erev Yom Tov, you saw something was doing there. Something was mekukol, mistoma the animal got in already. Rashi bore me erev Yom Tov. Lemokoim shehoya prusin, at the place where you spread out the nets. Fehein ba'orich mil, a very long net, a mile long. Oichatzi mil. Ukeshachaya nefelas b'roishay echad meterashim asarekis. Natekes lotzei samtsudas mekalkulas kulam. If the animal gets caught at one side and starts pulling it, and even the other side is affected. V'roishay asheni nitak v'mkoymish nitka v'siminu. So therefore, if you niskalkulu b'yomtif, yeah. Therefore, if you checked it out on erev Yom Tov and you saw it was pulled already, so you have a right to say the animal was in there, even though you don't see the animal. And when you come on Yom Tov and get the deer, you have a right to say he was there from erev Yom Tov. It's mutter to shecht it. What about bo motzim mekolim b'Yom Tov? Let's say you first check out the net on Yom Tov itself, and you see now something's missing, something's doing on Yom Tov. Is v'yadua, you have to say she b'Yom Tov nitzaydu, that the animal first got caught today. Therefore, be asurim. Therefore, it's also. That's what this brisa says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Gemara says, "Agufa kashi is the steer in the brisa itself. What's going on here? Omarta, first you say, bo motzim mekukolim erev Yom Tov. If you came and checked it out on erev Yom Tov and you saw something was doing, then you have a right to say that b'yadua Hashem erev Yom Tov nitzaydu. You have a right to say the deer, the animal was caught erev Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter on Yom Tov. Now, taima, why is it mutter to use the animal on Yom Tov? The bull motzim mikukolim, because you came on erev Yom Tov and you saw clearly something was doing with the net. So you have a right to say the animal went in right now on erev Yom Tov. Mashma hasreka, mashma, you didn't check it out. So you have a doubt whether the animal was there erev Yom Tov or not. You don't know for sure. You just have a doubt. You didn't check out at all. Then asurim, from the ratio we mashma tzasa. The only time the Brisa says it's mutter, if you checked it out on erev Yom Tov and you saw something was doing with the net. Eima seifa, what does the seifa, this last Brisa say? Bo umotzon mekukolim b'Yom Tov. You come first, Yom Tov in the morning, and you find the net to be something missing right now, it was touched. So b'yadu asher b'Yom Tov nitzaydu. And since you first came and checked it today, you have a right to nemon that it first got in there today. Now, taima de bo umotzon mekukolim. Why do we say it happened today? Because you first came and saw that mekukol, something happened to it today. Ho sveiko merav Yom Tov nitzaydu umutarim. But if you have a doubt about it, if you have a suffix, mashma, then you have a right to say, yes, it was caught yesterday, erev Yom Tov, and it'll be mutar. So Rashi learns like this. Niskalkulu b'Yom Tov, what does it mean? Al korcha chochi mashma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Shevadai niskalkulu b'Yom Tov. That you know 100% it first got ruined today. Okay, going, what's the case? You checked it out last night. Yom Tov by night, at the beginning of Yom Tov, you went there and checked out the net. And nothing was doing. At that time, the net was pure. The And now Yom Tov in the morning, you come and see something's doing there. So you know for sure the animal first came in on Yom Tov in the morning. Therefore, the Mishnah said, the Bright says it's also. That's why now the Gemara has the big stira. Mashba from the Sefer. But let's say you did not check out the net at the beginning of Yom Tov. You only come now Yom Tov in the morning, and you see something is doing today. Now you have a doubt. Did it first come in today? Maybe it came in yesterday. Mashma would also be mutter. The Sefer says the only time it's osur is if you know 100% it came in today. You checked it out last night on Yom Tov by night and nothing doing. You checked it out Yom Tov in the morning and you see something is doing. So since you know 100% it came in now, that's why it's osur. So mashma though, if you didn't check it out last night, you only checked it out today Yom Tov in the morning, so you have a doubt, maybe it came in yesterday, it'll be mutter. So for the Gemara, it's a stira. The Reisha's mashma, why is it mutter on? Because you checked it out Erev Yom Tov, you saw for sure it was in the Erev Yom Tov. Mashma, if you're only doubtful when it came in, it's Osir. And the Sefer's mashma, doubtful is mutter, it's only Osir, Vade, not in there. So the stira. So Moran says, Hochikoma. This is what the Bryce means to say. Bo umotso mechukolim Erev Yom Tov. If you came on Erev Yom Tov and you saw something was doing with the net. So be a doer, we know for sure, Shemei Erev Yom Tov Nitzaydu, that the animal was caught in the net on Erev Yom Tov, or therefore Mutarim. For sure you're allowed to eat this animal Shechtev now on Yom Tov, it's Muchin, it's not Muksa, because the animal was already caught from before Yom Tov. Ho Sveika, what's going to be though if you have a doubt if the animal was caught on Erev Yom Tov or not? In other words, you did not check it out Erev Yom Tov. You first came Yom Tov in the morning, and now you found the net, you found an animal inside it. You have a doubt, when did the animal get in there? The halacha is, Nase kemish netzaydu b'yom tov. It has the same halacha as if it was vada 100% first caught on Yom Tov Yesurim. In other words, min asafik also it's osur. Safik muchin, Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds also it's osur. So that it says in the Sefer, only vada, it doesn't really mean that case. We have vadai, you saw it first in the morning. It means to say, even in the case we have a doubt, whether it came in yesterday or today on Yom Tov, it has the same aloch as if it vadai came in today first on Yom Tov, and the aloch is v'yasurim. And now on this price, Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, halocha kemshur ben aloza. Again, that's Rav Yehuda Mashmuel's aloch. He said it on three different prices, but all the same halocha. That aloch is l'chumra, that when you have a doubt, a suffix, whether something was mukhin or not, whether it was prepared from before Yom Tov or not, is a muksa or not, we go to Chumra. Even though it's only a suffix is to the Rabbonin, muksa is only awesome with the Rabbonin, HaKoponim, muksa is more strict, is more Chumra. That's what we had a Tosi Yishonim said on Avdalah Mabez. When the Gemara is Takasha, by suffix Veitz was also, the Gemara is Takasha, what do you do according to Rabbi Yosef that says it's a Gzerim with the Rabbonin? So Tosi Yishonim asked the Kasha, why didn't the Gemara ask the same Kasha like Rav Nachman that learns Beitz is also Mishum Muksa? Muksa is also only Yosem with the Rabbanin. So why didn't the Gemara ask the Kasha, the Brisa says Sofik Beitz is also, if it's only Yosem Mishum Muksa, it should be Mutter. So that's why Tosi Yishonim said that Muksa is more Chomer. Muksa the Rabbanin made Kena the Raisa. That even in our Sofik, we hold Sofik Muksa is awesome. That's the Gaal Gemara, that's what we're passing over here also. Sofik Mukhin is awesome. And that's the way he brings that, in our Gemara here. That became the rice that kesofik muchin the osla kamon. It brings our gemara also. Right, the yoma mutarim. Yeah, that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel told said about this fish, the fish is mutar. A guy came and brought a fish to Rabbi Gamliel on Yom Tov, and he said, "Nikra din, you're allowed to eat this fish today." The yoma mutarim. What do you mean to say it's mutter? What are you allowed to do now with this fish? Rav Amar mutarim lekabel. Rav says you're allowed to accept the fish. That's all. So Drashi betiltol. The kulei hali achme besofik muchin. The lissa betiltol. Ava biachilo loisharina and Rabbi Gamliel. That's what Rav says. Even though Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in the Mishnah that the fish is mutter, Rav says he didn't mean to say you're allowed to eat the fish. In other words, this fish that you get from a guy now on Yom Tov, it's a suffix if it's muksa or not. If the guy first caught it today on Yom Tov, the fish is muksa. It wasn't prepared before Yom Tov. If it's muksa, two isurim. First of all, mukhfi not allowed to eat, and secondly, not allowed to be metaltli, can't move it around. So Rav Nashim Nalil said in the Mishnah, it's mutter. Min asafik, safik mukhsir is mutter. So Rav says, he only meant to say, safik is mutter, you're allowed to touch it. Now, mukhs has two ethereum to it. Al mukhs, you're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to touch it. Now, touching mukhs is a more easier, a more kaldic ether than eating it. Rashi and Avezim Avezim Mashma, that the mukhsir of eating is a tzad to say it's also midiraisa. At least Rabba holds that that in Psachim, that you learn now Mishum Achana the Rabba, that a food that didn't have Achana before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it midiraisa. It's like a tzad. But I call upon him, not eating mukhs is a more chomadik a strict halacha. Mashenke, just the yisr of tiltla, moving it around, that's tamak zerim with our bone, you can't touch it, because we're afraid maybe you come to carry it outside. That's a pure zerim with our bone only. So therefore, Rav made a chilek and said, when the Rishon Gamliel said a sofik muks is mutar, only the sofik of tiltol, which is tam a pure gzerim with the rabbonin. So there we say sofik the rabbonin golakula. But the halacha that you're not allowed to eat muksa, that's a more chomedik halacha. There, Rav Shimon Gamliel is also moida that min a sofik it's also to eat. For Levi Yom, Levi said no mutarim bachila. Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say it's mutar 100% even to eat it. Sofik muksa bachila is also mutar. Omar Rav said like this, Li'olam al yimna odam atzma beisa medrash. A person should never stop and never miss shir. Afilu shachas, even 1 hour, don't miss shir. Never miss coming to the beisa medrash. Di'ano v'levi havina kame the Rebbe. Because me, Rav, and Levi, we were both in front of Rebbe. Ki omru l'hai shmaitato. When he said over this halacha. Now, bi'urto omar mutorim bachila. True. At night time, Itake said the way Levi learned. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the Sufik Muks are even allowed to eat it. But Shno B'tzafra in the morning, Omar Mutar in the Kabul. He was Chayzer the Rebbe in the morning. And in the morning, Rebbe only said it's only Mutter to accept the fish. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is only make of a tiltum. Touching the fish is Mutter. Mashenkein Lachila Taka Ritzasa. So that's what Levi says. I know the heavy Bay Midrasha. Or Rav says this. This is Rav saying. Rav is saying this here. So Anor Rav says, Anor the heavy bay midrasha, I that was there in the shir even in the morning, Hadri be. I was chayzer, I saw the way Rebbe was chayzer, and I said, oh, Vishnu, the halacha now is that even b'achila it's also. Not only b'tutl is it also, not only b'achila is it also. No, forget, that b'achila it's also, he's only mata b'tutl, that's all. So I was there, I heard him that he was chayzer. But Levi did not attend the shir in the morning, he was not chayzer. Yes, so Levi d'lehevei be midrasha lehadebei. Levi didn't attend the shir in the morning, he wasn't chayzer. So that's what Rav says, but he says it's right. That the Rishim and Gamliel was making on the Mishnah, that Sofik Muchin is mutter, it's only mutter the yisav tiltu to touch it. But eating it, avad ritzasa. Meisle, I have a kashra on this now. Nochri Shehevi Doirin Li Yisrael, a guy that comes to give the Jew a present on Yom Tov. Afilo Dogim, even if he gives you nice fish, Hamafulmis, he gives you dog, Mafulmis Rashi Lachim, that gives you nice fresh fish. O Peirois Bin Ayyomen, he gives you fruit that are very fresh, looks like was picked off the tree today, Yishno Mutorin. Yishno, still you're allowed to eat this fish, you're allowed to eat the fruit. That's what the Brisa says. And it says mutar in a kopa, the mutar. Lavdaf eating it, it says mutar. So Rashi says, v'akorchak Rabbi Gamliel hu demekel. This grice has to go according to Rabbi Gamliel, because here it's a good suffix. It's a nice fresh fish. It's a nice fresh apple. It's possible the goy first pulled the apple off the tree today. If the goy pulled the apple off the tree today on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it, a Jew, because it's muksa. Even though there's no issue pulling it off, the guy did it, but I called upon him, it's muksa. At the beginning of Yom Tov, the apple was on the tree, it was muksa. Now in the middle of Yom Tov, you pulled it off, it remains muksa. Or else the fish, who did it? The guy caught the fish today, it's muksa. If he caught it yesterday, you're allowed to eat it. So it's a suffix. So the Brisa says mutarin. So it has to go according to Shimon Gamliel that says suffix muchin is mutar. Now, bishlei malaman diyom mutarin lekabel shaper. According to Rav, it says you're allowed to accept it. It's very good. So Rashi says Shapir, V'yafagav lav sofaku, elavade muksik lameima demate v'tzulei. Right. Like the Kasha is going to be here, here it says clearly, Operis b'nei yoyman. Here it says, b'nei yoyman, you know for sure, these fruits were pulled off the tree today. that's going to be the more soon the kasher. That's going to be a kasher anyway. Even according to Shmuel Gamliel, it's going to be a kasher because he was only mekel on a suffix. If you don't know for sure it was caught today or yesterday, but if you know for sure it was picked off the tree today, the chur for sure should be usher. So that's the gemara's going to ask the kasher soon. But our kol poter did write to say that even the fruits that came off the tree today still it's mutter. So the gemara says bishlem if you want to tell me that rav. That it's only mutla kabel al tilto shaper. You could get away with it, at least the Azamina. Maybe this man the yom holds so far, even you could touch the fruits. Even though the guy pulled off the apple off the tree today, really it should be muksa. Good, he's make for some reason, you could move it, you could touch it. Elo le man the yom mutarim be'achila, but according to the man the yom, according to Levi, that says you're even allowed to eat it. So this b'rais l'chur means you're allowed to eat the apple. For the Gemara, Peiret b'nei Yoimon, Mishare b'achila. Nobody holds so far that apples that were came off the tree today on Yom Tov, it's muksa. And for sure, nobody's making achila in such a case where it's vadai, muksa. If Shmuel Gamliel was only making on a suffix, mukhinana. But when you know for sure the apple first came off the tree today, for sure it's muksa. How could you be making? So Gemara says, L'taymich, according to you anyway, it's shver. L'taymich, Peiret b'nei Yoimon. This brisa that says fruits that the guy picked off the tree today on Yom Tov, it's mutter. So you want to say, according to Rav, you can understand it. Rav says mutter means mutter betiltel. For the Gemara Mishari, is Mishari betiltel? Is it even mutter betiltel? Because we know that locher is an apple that was on the tree at the beginning of Yom Tov, it's mutter. It's muksa. It's also even betiltel. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was on the tree, you couldn't get it. It was Mesir Das. It's muksa. So now when it comes off, a guy pulls it off on Yom Tov, for sure it's muktzah, you can't touch it. So anyway, there's a kash on his brisa. Like nobody l'chura holds, where you know for sure that apples came off today, it should be mutter. So anyway, something is wrong with his brisa. So more says, Ela bekavri diadimi, upeiri dikvishi, v'yakur askinim. So Rashi says, Ela bekavri diadimi rashi adumim, shaloi nos lechon, that the red fish, and loi nos lechon means its wetness, fresh, it didn't go away yet. No, it just means it's fresh fish. Doesn't really mean you know for sure it was caught today. When you pulled off the apple off the tree, right away you were tom and you hid it, you put it underneath in vegetables. In order that it should be preserved, that its lechus, its wetness, freshness, not go away. Kids, you preserve these. So therefore, it was like picked off for sure Erev Yom Tov. The fish was caught Erev Yom Tov. You just did something to make it look nice. So Rashi says, Vahani Vadei Mucheninu. These then are for sure prepared before Yom Tov. It's not food. The Nikorin Shem Erev Yom Tov Hain. It's Nikor that these fruits were picked off the tree Erev Yom Tov, or the fish was caught Erev Yom Tov. Therefore, Vyashminon. So what's the Chiddush's Braisa then? What is this Bryce letting us hear? If the fish and the apples were picked off yesterday, so for sure you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat food on Yom Tov. If a guy gives you fish, for sure you can eat it. The Ashmini, note the Chiddush is Bryce, is Vashminon. The Yafagav, the Dom, the Yoimon, even though these apples look, they were preserved. They look, they were first picked off today. Lechashin lamarasayin. That's the Chiddush. We're not afraid of marasayin. Or, yeah, so that's the Chiddush here. Sounds very good. Then this Bryce is not a riot to Rav, it's not a riot to Levi. Here Taka Mutar means Mamish Mutar Bachil according to everybody. Because these fruits were really picked off yesterday. And the old Chiddush is, even though it looks so fresh, like today, we don't make a Mara sign out of it to say that people see eating it, they'll think you're allowed to eat apples that came off the tree today. That's the old Chiddush. We don't make a Mara sign here. But Mikra Din is Poshet, why it's Mutar? Because the guy gave you fruits or fish that came from yesterday. For the more of Yamai Korulu bin a Yoiman, if so, why do we call it fresh stuff? Today's fruits. Teretzis Shane came bin a Yoiman. They look so fresh, they look as if it's today's fruits. Omar Rav Popra Popra says like this. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Nochri Shehevi Dorin Li Yisrael B'Yom Tov. If a guy comes and gives you a present on Yom Tov. Im Yesh Meyoisi Hamin B'Mechubor, if these type of fruits are still on the tree, it's still in season right now, he gave you a cucumber. And now's the season for cucumbers to grow, so you have to be afraid. Maybe it was growing at the beginning of Yom Tov, and he first picked it off today, the locher is Asr. It's Asr. Why? Because Safik Muchin, like we passed before, is Asr. So So therefore, since it's possible it was on the tree or growing at the beginning of Yom Tov, it's in season right now, you have to be afraid maybe the guy first pulled it off. Today, Sofik Muchin, Sofik Muxer Zasser, us even Betiltel. Ula Arev, Nami Yasurin, who had been at night time, right after Yom Tov, it's still us to teed it or to touch it. Bechteshi Yasu, you're not allowed to have, or him, Stamas, us teed it. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it, as long as it would take you to go to the fields and pick off this fruit. In other words, we don't want you to have any enjoyment from a mice and a vera that happened on Yom Tov. Because if we'll let you have the enjoyment out of it, we're afraid you'll go and do it. You'll go tell a guy to pick it off on Yom Tov. It's kedai for you. Let the guy pick it off for you on Yom Tov. So even though you're not going to be able to eat it today, but right after Yom Tov, the second after, you'll be able to eat it. Like this, you're going to have to wait till you go down to the fields and pick it off yourself. So we're afraid maybe you tell a guy to do it for you. Therefore, the locker is that if a guy does give you such a fruit that he picked off the tree today, you're not allowed to eat it until after Yom Tov, the same amount of time will take you also to get it. So it's not called you having any enjoyment from the action that happened on Yom Tov. Therefore, we're not afraid you come to tell the guy to do it. What about the Yemein? Let's say it's not the season right now. Now's not the season for apples. So you know for sure, guy gives you an apple today, for sure was picked off the tree before Yom Tov. So chura muksa, it's not muksa. Now the halacha is like this. Toichat chum mutter. If the guy is toichat chum, then we say weiter it's mutter. You're allowed to have enjoyment. Anything toichat chum, you're allowed to have enjoyment. It's not called muksa like. Chutz le chum,